Penguin Random House Audio presents Dearest Ivy, a novella set in the Black Dagger world by J.R. Ward. Read for you by Jim Frangione. Chapter 1. You're wrong. He's totally looking at you. Ivy pushed her Grey Goose and tonic away. Can we focus? For just a minute here? The human cigar bar she and her cousin were in was packed with non-vampires, and not for the first time, Ivy wondered why in the hell she'd agreed to meet here. For one, she hated smoke, especially the kind that smelled like sweat socks. Hello, stogies. Two, it wasn't that she didn't like humans. She just didn't care for them very much. And there were so many of their kind here, all competing for airspace, their voices loud and grating. Like they were at a ball game. Except, no, she wanted to point out, we're all indoors here. And unless she was seriously missing something, there was nothing to referee. I'm so serious right now. Ivy let her head fall to the side so that her eyes ran into her cousin's hopeful face. Rubia, a.k.a. Rubes, was a red-haired romantic, the anti-Ivy, as it were. She was everything that was bright and happy, a hopping, skipping ball of optimism that was just pink, even when she wasn't wearing the color, which was rare. Why were the pair of them friends? It was the classic childhood hangover of two relations who had lived next door and had played together because there had been a dearth of other distractions. Now, as fully transitioned adults, they had shared too much history to go their separate ways.